And the real question is, what is the public purpose of marriage? Why do we treat marriage as a public institution in the first place rather than as a purely private relationship? I mean, we've never required people to get a license from the government to take on a new best friend, and we've never required them to get an action of a court when they decide not to be best friends with someone anymore. So what is unique about this intimate personal relationship that we call marriage? The only thing that's unique enough to justify government participation in the institution at all is the role that it plays in creating the next generation and creating households that will effectively raise the next generation. So that's why marriage is a public institution in the first place. And that's what a lot of people, I think, misunderstand. Even today, I hear Christians, for example, saying, well, let's just separate marriage from the state altogether. Let's get the state out of marriage, just let the church handle it. The problem is people who are not part of any church, people who are atheists, are still going to get married and have children. And the rights and those children need to be protected. It is an obligation of society at large, acting through the government, to protect the interests of those children.